Well, Johnny's here in the Great Salubrious office that must cover at least a block here at Wideland Group here in Musselbrook is a man who, of course, is leading the charge for Central North in regards to a new and dynamic product that rugby's putting out. It's known as Viva Sevens. His name's Martin Fennan. Martin, fantastic to talk to you, man. And, we'll touch on Viva Sevens in a sec as you kick that off on November the 6th. But tell us a little bit about your personal thoughts on the season for the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies.
Yeah, man, it was a tough season in a lot of regards. We didn't end up where we would have liked, but I think we finished off pretty strong with our second grade getting into some of the finals. So, yeah, it was a good finish with a positive note.
Yeah. And fantastic to see that the juniors continue to grow. And, of course, you've got Bob doing a fairly reasonable job there as president as well.
Yeah, he's doing an awesome job, especially the juniors. When you come down there on a Friday night for training, there's hundreds of kids around. So it's great to see, and it's good for the future of the club.
Yeah, well, we are going to talk about those fantastic players from Argentina that clowned out some mediocre mob known as the Irish, truly, and of course the Wallabies have done well to get to the final. But tell us a little bit about the Viva Sevens concept. It's extensively touch footy for rugby's version of touch football. But yeah, tell us a little bit about it, and of course it'll be at Scone Rugby Park on Friday night.
Yeah, we're going to kick it off on Friday night starting the 6th of November. So it's Rugby Sevens. It's a non-contact version of Rugby Sevens. So yeah, it's really exciting. We've had Walshy down doing a bit of training, and it's really gaining a lot of momentum, so it should be great.
Well, of course, you want to be part of that experience, no matter where you are, maybe in Scone or anywhere in northern New South Wales in the Hunter Valley. Just need to go to vivasevens.com.au, and of course the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies website is sconerugbyclub.com. Now we'll get back to the Irish. What happened there, man, to the Irish? It's sort of like the great talisman BOD left the building, but the Argies just won and truly saw you bucks out at a World Cup again.
Yeah, well, they got off to a frantic start, and I suppose we had too many injuries to cope with the pressure late on, so it was unfortunate. But the Wallabies got them in the end, and hopefully they beat the All Blacks in the final.
Yeah, and tell us about your work finally here at Wideland Group. What do you get up to and how we can get a hold of you, man?
Yes, well, I organised all the finance and insurance for any new customers coming buying the vehicles. So, yeah, if you're in the market, come in and have a chat.
Thanks for your time, Martin. We wish you all the best moving forward.